Hi everybody, I am back for another video blog. This blog is going to be on the summary from this week's journey using clary sage and fennel oil. At this point, there's been 3 weeks of me kind of on my little hormonal essential oil soapbox. In my Healing Health and Wellness blog, I posted the final part to clary sage and the major takeaways. I also provided a summary of all the previous posts and all my hormonal rants about how essential oils balance the body and that study that was meant to scare us about lavender and tea tree oil being endocrine disruptors was actually not very valid and had a lot of biases and conclusions that were false based on the evidence and experiment that was done. So you can find that link. I'll link it either in the blog if you're watching this on my website or in the YouTube video. I will link it below. So be sure to check that out. Last weekend I talked about a little bit more about clary sage and the sclerol tactic that they used by isolating one single component and then generalizing that to the essential oil, and we know that essential oils act different in petri dishes and in human beings than in animals, and there's been various studies that show that. This week, I wrapped up some of the additional uses for clary sage oil, including women with menopausal mood issues, also helping to modulate hormonal balance, helping with menstrual discomfort, and also issues with labor. And then I decided I would move on my homepage to fennel oil, one of my favorite oils. And first I did a review of fennel oil. Now, fennel oil is great for digestive and respiratory support. There's information that it inhibits unwanted microbes. It acts as an antioxidant. It's great for a flavoring agent, which I'll go over later. It was found in studies to protect rats' livers, mice's brains, promote healthy breast cells. Now, this is in petri dishes. Support healthy milk production in humans. It was an antispasmodic for uterine contractions and premenstrual rodents. I love that study because who knew rodents get PMS? Did you know that? And the antitumoral effect in cancer cell lines. But one of the most important things that I wanted to highlight that I just briefly touched upon already and I touched upon in the whole lavender tea tree oil endocrine disruption scare media hype is the difference between an isolated compound and what it does in the body and an essential oil. And fennel is a perfect example for this. Fennel is important that you use a proper dosage, quality of essential oil, that you use a therapeutic grade from a brand that you trust, and that you understand that there's this whole debate going on with an isolated constituent. And this is why it's a good example, the estradiol debate. This has been found as a toxic chemical in rodent studies, but here's the big but. The European Medicine Agency said that with the proper dose and usage, it's completely fine in humans. You just might want to be wary of overdosing on fennel if you're pregnant or for little ones. I have a really awesome review of a paper in front of me that talks about what causes the differences in, you know, the constituents in fennel, how the quality counts and the different compounds that are present. And I put the excerpt on my blog, and again, I'll provide a link to the actual study, which was called Can Estradiol and Fennel Seed Decoctions Really Be Considered a Danger for Human Health? A fennel study seed update. And that was from Evidence-Based Complementary Medicine in 2012. And they also go on to explain that in rodents, this compound estradiol is metabolized by several pathways. That's like the demethylation pathway, epidoxidation of the double bond, hydroxylation and oxidative degeneration, degraduation of the side chain to carbolic acids. I have the paper in front of me, so it's a lot of words. But basically, it's broken down by one of these pathways. It's initially preceded by hydroxylation of first step liver biotransformation, cytochrome P450. And then ultimately, the outcome of this process is there's a carcinogen produced that's converted into an unstable compound that could potentially harm DNA and produce liver tumors in rodents. But before you freak out, there's a difference between our four-legged friends and us. Human liver cells actually have a high level of an enzyme that provides protection against these reactants. It's called allylic epioxide hydrolase, and that activity is 7 to 10 times higher than that is seen in the rat liver, according to studies done. So the authors state that consideration of these issues, dose administration form, differences in metabolism between species, raises doubts about the conclusion that fennel seed oil can reasonably even be anticipated to be a human carcinogen. It's clear that human and animal metabolism cannot be directly compared. They think the data deserves attention, but their conclusion is that it isn't very valid. There's also in the actual essential oil and in the actual herb other substances like nevadiacin, epicalocatecholine, other flavonoids, and anethol, which is actually in the essential oil, which have protective roles, so that counterbalances anything that might cause, you know, damage or actually what might be causing cell cleanup, right? If it's a healthy person, this will help balance out that oxidative damage protection. So if we look at the whole of fennel oil, it's everything that's in here is actually synergistic. So one compound that is deemed toxic might actually have a beneficial effect in the body when it's balanced out with everything that's present. It's called the concept of synergism. So my goal is to show you that these little things, these essential oils, these secondary metabolites are very complex, and we can't go and isolate one thing from it and then deem a conclusion and scare the bejeebers out of people. It's just not fair, and it's not good science. And quite frankly, it bothers me. So there you go. I just want to let you guys know that I will be exploring more about fennel specifically for hormonal issues in an upcoming blog. But this was kind of just to show you the whole scare around hormones and isolated compounds and how the human trials that I posted on my blog with Clary Sage actually shows they're beneficial for hormonal balance. My favorite way to use fennel, a drop of this over cooked green veggies is awesome. It tastes so good. I've also been known to rub a drop on my belly. You know, you can use carrier oil. You can do the same with Clary Sage. Rub a drop. I have people rub a drop over their belly or diffuse it at night. Or Dragon Time is one of my favorite blends. And again, you want to use a carrier oil, practice safe usage. So I hope you enjoyed my video. I have to go out into the lovely rain in upstate New York. And if you'd like to, it'd really help me out if you subscribe, give a review, post your comments, and make sure that you refer to the person who, you know, sent this video to you so that you can get support for essential oils. If you're new to essential oils, I'd love for you to join my team so that we can guide you and help you on your journey with essential oils. All the information will be either at the bottom of the post or at the in the YouTube explanation. So thanks for watching, you guys, and I will be back again real soon. Have a wonderful day.